Yeah, well, in total for the network, we've hit 10 million tonnes, which is significant. And then in terms of Victoria, we went over the 2 million over the weekend, so we're up to about 2.2 now, 2.3. So it's, yeah, heading the right way, which is terrific.
So is it really starting to get much busier now?
Oh, look, it's been challenging in Victoria, as everyone knows, cool mornings, some weather events earlier on. So that's been the biggest limitation in terms of big harvesting days, those big tonnes. But yeah, it's starting to ramp up now.
So what percentage of the harvest would be done in Victoria, would you say?
Look, difficult to say in full terms, but you'd say broadly 60%, 60%. There's quite a way to go. We're certainly pegging as, for us, hopefully 3.5 million tonnes.
And so how are things looking, maybe if we start with the wheat side of things?
Yeah, look, from the, I mean, the key issue there, I suppose, is on the quality side. So the concern has been, you know, originally saying that northern Mallee area that, you know, maybe a bit more damage there in first thought from those storms a few weeks ago. But generally speaking, everything has been okay. There's been a few instances of, you know, damaged wheat, but at this stage, and we'll know more as we get, you know, fully into it, you know, we're going okay.
And what about the barley side of things?
Yeah, barley early on definitely had some issues there from a staining point of view, black tip. Again, as we've got into it, there's been, you know, less concern. Obviously, the challenge there is, you know, I think in terms of the pricing, that a lot of that lower grade has been kept on farm, which I can understand. So, you know, we may not see a lot of that into the system.
And have you had, I remember when we spoke about the lead into the season, one of the issues you were flagging early on was segregations, and this year might be a bit of a challenge in terms of how many different grades are coming through. Has that come through?
Look, to date we've been okay, and the issue that was we're setting out early days is if you get a weather event halfway through. So in southern New South Wales on the weekend, they had quite a significant weather event, and they'll be challenging for them through this week as we find out what the quality does. So in Victoria, to date, we're okay. And in terms of our flexible segregation matrices or binning matrices, that's you know, with all other wheat, AOW we call it, that's giving us a bit of flexibility to accommodate the segregation for the moment. So at this stage, again, we're okay, and we hope it stays that way for everyone's benefit.
Have you had any or many examples of silos being full of certain segregations and having to turn people away?
No, at this stage we're okay, and certainly, I mean, some areas where we've got some fantastic receivers coming in, like the Quambatooks, Monangatang, the Warratnibbills. So, it's, for instance, Warratnibbill, we're putting in another bunker pad there. We've always had room, and this is the year to put the temporary capacity in. So where possible, if a site is looking, especially a site that's going to be a primary site of the future in our future network, we will, you know, look to expand the capacity.
And you touched on the weather, obviously a little bit of rain around today and a little bit more expected. But after that, heating up certainly through the holiday period, does that mean things will be going full bore through the holiday season?
Look, I hope so. I think for everyone just wants to get into it, the growers and us alike, we just want to get the job done before any weather event comes and causes any other grief from a quality or, you know, basically a farmer return point of view. So I hope that, and looking at the forecast, obviously, there's always that low chance of rain, but let's hope it does do that. From a holiday opening point of view, we've got the booking from the families to have Christmas off, so we'll certainly adhere to that, and I think that'll be good for everyone just to enjoy the day. But the other public holidays will be working through. And the key thing, and we're trying to take this approach across the board, is communication. So that, you know, growers have got, you know, they're getting into it or something's happening, just make sure they're communicating with the site managers so that they know and can you know, man up accordingly. So they need a little bit of lead time. From a manning point of view, so just communication on the front foot is paramount.
Has that been happening where growers have been getting in touch?
Yeah, I think to me, and happy for feedback on this, but you know, as the last couple of years have shown, there's a good communication through the app, the text messaging service, and just general the relationships that we've got with the growers, and you know, where possible, we're trying to be on the front foot and have that point of contact.
And just finally on the weather too, we've seen that some rail lines will be closed when it gets above 33 degrees. Obviously, it's been pretty cool up until this point this season, but we're starting to see a little bit of heat coming through, and that may push back a little bit later on through the next few months. If it stays really hot and you get a run of above 33 degree days and you can't move grain, how much of a concern is that from your point of view?
Yeah, look, that's certainly a challenge, and it's just another potential limitation on the supply chain, and I suppose it reiterates the need for the work that's been approved for the, you know, for example, the Murray Basin Standardisation Program. So the end game will be, you know, a more reliable network. And but for us, I mean, it's all about programming and scheduling. Yes, it will be a concern. Other restrictions we've got is, you know, to do the work for Murray Basin, for instance, the line will be out, the Mildura line will be out from August to December. So there's always a lot of challenges you've got to accommodate. The benefit of the GrainCorp network is there are other places to vaccination needs, so that is a positive. But certainly, any restriction is a restriction, and you know, we've got to plan for it. I would note too that you know, V-Line and Regional Development Victoria have been very supportive, and they've been a key supporter of us getting the $8.5 million rail siding funding in Victoria. So certainly, as a government organisation, they've been good to work with.